Vayter in Shas, we are in Bava Metzia Daf Ayin Beis. We're going to buy a base 3 lines down. Top of the page, Tanurabanan. Yisrael Shalava Mosman on Nachri Veriva. So let's say you have a Yid who borrows money from a guy. I go to Jamal and I say, can I borrow some money? He says, sure, $100. Pay me back 110. Who's kafan a love b'milva, and then the guy decides to go out and set that the entire loan ends up being the 110, now ends up being that it's really a loan and that it gets swallowed up in the price that is no longer ribbis involved. The ribbis is a new price when it's gair, and then the guy becomes a gair. He becomes a yid. So, when I'm paying him back now, this 110, is that a problem or not? Im kodem shizgai zakvon alav b'milva, before he ended up converting, we set up this entire thing is considered a loan. Govaz akarim v'govaz akaribis. Then he can take the entire thing. Rashi says, demishas zakifa havakigavoy. Because at the time they were zokif, and it's like he took it back, and it's like restarted, therefore it's not a problem. That was done when he was still a guy, and therefore there is not an issue that's going on over here. However, vim lachash shizgai zakvon alav b'milva, it was after he already converted. Then he decided to do the Tosh Tikkun Torah over here. When the ribbis is still intact, Govis a Karen Vayner, Govis as a ribbis. He can go take the Karen, but he's not allowed to take the ribbis. Nothing doing over there. You ain't touching that ribbis. Burning. We can't touch it. Let's flip the case right now. And that is that a guy borrowed from me. Jamal borrowed from me $100. And I said, you pay me back 110, baby, which you can do with a guy. There's a couple of milvah. Then you go and you said that the entire 110 is considered milvah. And this guy, then the guy go convert to him. Ad shalom. His guy is akvon milvah. The guy didn't yet convert. And then we set it up to 110 that's considered the loan. Then go for the counter, go for the ribbis, and can get both. I mean, his guy is akvon milvah. But let's say the guy goes and he's my guy. And then we set it in such a case. Go for the counter, veino goes the ribbis. Same thing. You can go with the Karen, but not the ribbis. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Nachi Shalav Amos Misal Beribis. If a guy rents from borrows Beribis, I don't care what the case is. Bein Mekach, Go Vas Akaren, Go Vas Ribis. You can take both of them. My Amar Rav Huna. Alach Rabbi Yossi, Alach is like Rabbi Yossi. Also, I'm Rav. My time. Why would he say such a thing? My time is Rabbi Yossi. This guy is this. So no one should think that this guy only converted in order to get out of having to pay something over here, and therefore we say that he can collect it under every circumstance. Shtar shekasuv bo ribis. If you have a shtar that's written in it, ribis. Rashi says shekasuv bo ploni lava mi ploni mana be ribis kach v'kach l'zman ploni. Everything's written as equal. There's konsin or so. We give this person a kanas for doing such a thing. Ve'inu go v'los akarim v'los ribis. He can't get either. He loses everything. Div Rabbi Meir azai gezogt Rabbi Meir. V'chamorim. They say no. Govis a Karen Vein and Govis a Ribbis. The guy gets the Karen still. He lent $100, so he doesn't get the $10 that he put his Ribbis. But he definitely gets the $100. Govis a Karen Vein and Govis a Ribbis. Now, says the Gemara, Mike, what's our argument? Rabbi Meir Savra, he says, Kansin and Heteri Mishumisura, we canas the Mutter part because of the Isser. The Isser was the Ribbis, therefore he loses also the Heter. Rabban and Savra, look, Kansin and Heteri Mishumisura, we don't make such a canas. No, he can get what belongs to him, and he just loses out the Isser. Tanana Sam, we have a Mishnah there, a Mishnah in Shavuos, which says, Shtari Chov Mugdamim Psalim. If you have a Shtari Chov that's Mukdam, that is, that there's a, let's say, owe you money for something, but I only owed you in June, and you write the Shtar already in January, Shtar Chov Mugdamim Psalim, those are going to be Pasul. Says Rashi, the boy Mugdamim Lamalve, Psulim, the boy Lemitchaf Lukuchos Mizmana Kosovbo, Vadayan Lo Hilva, Vishtar Lukuchos Kodem Lamalve, Vizeh Motzi Shtar over who Kodem Vahu Sheker. That is, that we know that this idea being Govul Mukuchos. That is, someone can go ahead, if I sell something to somebody, if I sell you something, and then, and it turns out that I already owed money to somebody else, that somebody else could come and take it from you. But what happens if I didn't owe the money to that person yet? They just wrote the shtar kiilu, then he's going to take it, shalom kedin. So shtar yichov mugdam psulam, v'amucharing shem, but shtar me'uchar is keishir. That's going to be kosher. That's post-dated. That means it's written, I borrowed from you in January, and you write that I did it in June. That's mutter. So effectively, gemara, mugdam my psulam. Why is the mugdam pasul? Nehi de lo gavim mizman rishon. Nigvu mizman sheni. I get it. You can't go ahead and mess the guy over that, let's say they wrote it in January and really the only thing happened in June, so you can't go and use it to go and take the stuff from in between those two time periods. But nigvu mizman sheni, let's say we know that actually was in June, so then why don't we allow it to work from that time? I remember Shimon Lakish, but Machlokish Shnuya, this Mishnah, this is a Machlokish for Rabbi Meir. And it goes in the world of Rabbi Meir, who says that somebody who does something that's not okay, then we ask the whole thing, like we just saw a moment ago. Rashi says, the kanes heter ato yisura, even though maybe there was stuff that happened after June, the bottom line is, you messed around over here, you did something you're not allowed to do, but you're shtayim muktam, therefore we're going to be, it's kanasu, and you're going to lose the whole thing as well. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, he says, I feel the rabbanan. You can even say that this mishnah goes in the world of the rabbanan who do not kones, who don't hold like Rabbi Meir over here, of a kenas, no, of kansin and ter mishum yisura. They say we don't, we're not kones in such a case. So why would he say that it's going to be a total loss? Gezer Hashem yigbem mizman rishon. It's stam straight up, or just words you're going to do for the worst one. That's just the ikad the lo masik adaiti ledakte kolkach mizman alva. I'm not going to be so careful to look and lo merkel lamava shet. No, your star is muktam, and mine was before, so you can't go and take it. He's not going to, you know, take a look at such a thing. Story time. There was a guy who was mashkin. I borrowed money from you, and then I give you my pardes, my vineyard, as a mashkin, right? To make sure that I'm going to pay you back. And you could use it during that time as you have it. And yeah. Now, Pardes Rashi read just says Kerem. Okay, good. Okay. Mm-hmm. Le'eser. Le'chavre. Rashi says, the Bach says, Pardes Le'chavre Le'eser Shanim. And what happened was, is that achat tlashani, this guy ate for 3 years from the field. So then you, who lent me the money, you say to me, why don't you sell it to me? Like, you like this vineyard so much, sell it to me. And then, you know, everything will be great. V'ilo, but by the way, if you don't, I'm going to mess you over big time, baby. Kavishta l'shtar mashkanta. I'm going to hide the shtar mashkanta. This property is pledged over. Rashi says atmin. Kavish is atmin. Hide it. V'amina l'kucha hibiyadi. And I'm going to say that it's mine, that I bought it from you. Rashi says v'avad shtar mechira. I lost shtar mechira. V'avad mikoach chazaka shal gimashanim. Dukule hai lo matzina l'mizdar. Bishtar, you know, I was living for 3 years. I have a chazaka that I'm here. I don't have the shtar. Who holds on to shtar for so long? And it's mine. What are you going to do that, boy? So sell it to me. Azal kama k'nei l'bino katam. So I don't want that to happen to me. So what do I do? I rush this. Azal balakarim. The balakarim comes and aknei b'matana b'edim with edim with as a matana l'bino katam to his child who's a katam. Rush this kadesha lote mechirasa mechira. So then when I go and I sell to you, that the mechira is actually not a mechira because yotzi shtar mechirasa zeh yotzi shtar matanaso v'lo gila davar. Oh baby, he's going to trump him with a four of a kind. What do you think of a full house like a four of a kind? I'm not sure if that wins. I think it does. So I was going to come back to the Lebanon content. He goes, it doesn't have a hard happening. Then I went and I sell it to you. Now, Zvine Vade Love Zvine. The sale that I sold to you is clearly not a sale. Zuze, but what about the money that you paid in order to go and buy this field? What's the din of that? Rashi says that Zuzi Moshe who tovea mimenu shemotzi love shtar shemachar tali karem. Listen, I sold you a field. Shein shecha wasn't yours. You kibalta to Mosai. You took my money because after li achrayus and you wrote me achrayus. You know, and they said, oh, what's the din? Kemilva b'shtar. Dummy is considered like a loan on a shtar. V'govem nechasim mishubadim. And now we can collect it from nechasim mishubadim, stuff that's mishubad. Odilma kemilva pedam. Maybe it's just considered like a milva ped. It's like a loan that's al ped by heart. V'negovem nechasim mishubadim. You can't take from nechasim mishubadim. Even though this whole sale is nothing, it's done, it's batal, mevutal, never really happened. There's a toe, so things not real. The bottom line is that there is a shtar that's going on over here that I took money from you, and now if I don't pay you back, can you go take from now a third party? That's what the question is. Is it considered like al ped? Is it considered like kemilva b'shtar milva ped? Amar Abai, v'lav hainu d'Rabbi Yossi, isn't this the case of Yossi? The Amar Abai, Rabbi Asi, peep, turn the page. Rabbi Asi, Moda b'shtar shekosfu, enu tzarech lekaimo, v'govim minichosim mishubatim. One who's moda on the shtar that he wrote, in this case, I'm moda and I wrote the shtar, just the whole thing is not real, but enu tzarech lekaimo, still the person who has a shtar doesn't have to be mekaimo with the edim in order to go collect from it, and therefore, v'govim minichosim mishubatim, this is a case that the guy can be govim minichosim mishubatim. If you go ahead and use the shtar now, if I owe you the money, I didn't pay it to you, you can go take from somebody else. Kama relemele Rav, Rav says, whoa, me dummy, can you compare the two cases, our case and the case of Asi? Hasam nitin likasif over there, but Asi, it was given over, it was allowed to be written. That's talking about a case where the shtar was written, but it wasn't verified or certified, but it's totally fine and good. But hachal lo niti likasif, it shouldn't be written all together, and therefore you can't compare them. Ashes be'achos shenasnu kvar matano, karchuk sav al karcho kasvil. Lays that this is written under duress because he was already given the matana. It should have been written. He had to, so I can get out of the shtick of you going and basically commandeering and usurping my land. So you can't go ahead and compare the two of them. You don't have a raya to say that it's you're able to be gover b'nechasim mishu badem.
Yosef, Mareimar, Vekamer, Lala, Shmaiti, he was sitting and speaking up to this whole idea. Amelie Ravino, Mareimar, he said, Elohad, Amar, Rabbi Yochanan. But what about that which Rabbi Yochanan said? Gezer, Hashem, Yigbe, Mizman, Rishon. Talking about the shtar, that's a shtar muktam, the gezer that is going to be, by accident, taking the wrong thing. Name Alonitanli Kasev. Right? Name Alonitanli Kasev. Yochanan could have said over there, that it's no good because it shouldn't have been written. Why is it that he says that the reason why it's a problem is Gezer Shem Yigbal Bizman Rishon? Just simply say that Lo Nitan Likasev, but he didn't say such a thing. Oh, says Rashi, that Neima Lo Nitan Likasev, Elishma Mina Lo Batal Shtar Mishum Hai Taima, that the Shtar is not Batal because of that time. It's not enough to be able to do it, therefore you have to write another piece of the Gezerah. Amalei says back, no, Hachi Ashta. What are you doing? You're trying to compare our cases? Hasam, in the case of the Shtar Muktam, Nihida Lo Nitan Likasev Mishum Rishon. Okay. It shouldn't have been written at the time it was written. Avanita Likasev is Shani. The time it should have been written after it, so therefore there is such a time it can be written. Hakalanita Likasev Klal. Over here it shouldn't be written at all, though. There's nothing, no reason to be written at all. Elohadetanya. But how do we understand that? Which is written in a Braisa. Lishvach Karkos Ketzat. This is a case we saw in Gittin Rashi brings down that we're talking about a case that you sold me a field that you weren't allowed to sell me. It wasn't yours. So you went ahead, and what did you do? I now have this field, and I lose it because the guy really owns it. He's like, bro, that's my field. He goes and he takes it. Uh-oh, what happens now? So I now can go and say, all right, you who messed me over, pay me. I paid $100,000 for the field. You got to pay me the $100,000 plus the shevach karkos that I put in. I put on that field. I built them, whatever it is. The answer is that although it's true that you have to pay me back the $100,000 and we have your meshabed, your karka, I'm sorry, right, and you also have a shibud in the karka, the other stuff that you sold to someone else, and therefore I can go and take it from the third party over there, but it's only the value of the original thing, so the $100,000. But if I put into it $10,000, $20,000, $30,000, whatever it is, or even the stuff that's there right now that grew and that gets taken from me, I'm not able to go and take that from the third party. So it says, Elo de Tanya, the Shevach Karkos, Ketzad. What happens in the case of Shevach Karkos? Right, Rashi says, Reisha Didei, like we just said, Ein Motzien Lachilas Peros, or the Shevach Karkos, Minichas Mishmadim, Play Tikkun Olam. Become a Farish of Shevach Karkos, Ketzad. What's the case of Shevach Karkos? You stole a field from your friend. You sell it to me. And I make it better. And then the original guy comes and he takes it. When I want to now go ahead and take that which belongs to me, all the stuff that I lost, I want to recoup my losses over here because I have the shtar over here that has that you owe me, that you mishabed yourself. Gova's a karen min nechas mishabadim. I can get the karen, the main amount that I paid, the 100,000, 100 grand, 100K. From the Chassam Shabbatim, I says Tarv Lekucha Shalacha Achar Mipnei Shachreis Ksav Shtar Bechiras Hakadlam Lecho. I can do that. It was Shevach Gova Min Chassam Bnecharon. The Shevach stuff I can only get from Bnecharon, which is stuff that you have lying around over there. Your baseball bat that you have from Sammy Sosa. and you're a puck from Wayne Gretzky. I can take all that. Rashi says, "V'lomim mishubadim if they think it all them dein la lekuchos yichol nizar b'davar shein lo kitzva kigon achrayas shevach apers." The guy, the third party guy, he's gonna mess up. It's gonna mess up the whole world if you start taking everything. There's no way of him knowing exactly what was there, but the land itself, he could have. The bishlama bekeren nizharin lahaniach makom ligbos bimenu v'lo nizar of sidon efshayah. Right, so clear that's gonna be the case. Name alone niten likasev. Why don't we just say that he shouldn't have written this shtar altogether? Rashi says, "Shtar mechir zeh." When you sold me this shtar mechir, which is zero, you shouldn't have written it at all. Shtar mechir zeh likasev. Shari gezula, he said, was stolen. Butter shtar. Why can't I go take it from the chasam mishmadim? Says Gemara, "Hachi hashta." You compare the two cases. Hasim over there, but the field that was stolen. Ilaman da amar nichale de lo nikre gazlana. Ilaman da amar nichale de lekom behemenuse. Bifayis le lamari umokum le lishtare. When you stole that field and you did a whole shtick over here, either way, either you, the seller, one, you want me to go ahead and not call you a thief, a criminal. She says, "Michale de lo likre gazona adam shabach hasad gezula chaveru machser ala baylam arishonim velocha behem lahaim id biyad alokeach yichad lo likre gazlana." That is that diet. It's in your best interest to go. We saw this earlier in the Masechta. Rashi says, "Bepar kama tesof and beis ilaman damer etc." You sold a stolen field to me. You'll go to the original owners and buy it from them in order to have it that it stays by me. So you shouldn't be called a gazlan, or according to one who says that it's in your best interest to go and keep your word over here in order to have, you know, a good reputation. Right, you don't want to have people not like you, right? You don't want to mess up your reputation. Therefore, you're going to go and be mafais and appease the owner and get the field from him, and then go ahead, and there you're going to go and uphold the shtar that happened over here, even though the whole thing was a farce. But ha'achabayarkis by the kerem la'avruchim minei kamechavin. He's trying to go and take it away from the buyer. Shtar mekayble. What is he going to do? He's going to be mekayim the shtar. Rashi says, "Betamia ain't daitu lachzika biyado." He doesn't want it. Elkach lo nita likasev. That's considered lo nita likasev. Whereas the other one might be nita likasev. Okay, Viter zok the next highly mishnah ain poskin al haperos. Like we discussed in starting from Ezur Neshech and something called Pisca, that we're not allowed to go ahead and be involved with being posek on Peros until there is a shar, right? You can't go into we've discussed a forward contract, paying in advance for stuff, unless there is a shar. Actually, it's a shar until there's a price that's out in the market right now, and therefore if there is, it could be like right now, you can go and buy it. But yatsa shar, if there's a shar, then poskin, you can go into such a deal. I'll give you $100 for 100 apples, if that's like the price that's there, even though I'm not taking right now. Even though even though you, who I'm buying it from, you don't actually have the apples, but you could take this money right now and Taka go buy them, right? So therefore, that's not a problem. Yesh lezeh, because somebody else does have it. All right, so that is, like we said, I'll read it in one sentence. Ain poskin, poskin al peiros hachase yashar, yatsa shar, poskin, v'af apish ein lezeh, yesh lezeh, seven asazavet. Hoyo hu tchila lekotzer, and if he was the first one doing koitzer, ashes v'yesh lo gadish v'adayin lo yatsa shar, so therefore he has the stuff here, but the shar didn't come out yet, poskin al gadish, he can be poskin with him, I'll give you 100 for the stuff that he has in his possession right now to give it to him later. Ashes be'ez shar shir, to whatever you want, and let's say slow me'osa gadish, the came the yeshlo in kan ribis. There's no ribis to me. Achshav who kanu lo. It's considered bought to him right now. Ve'afal pisha lo mashri, even though he didn't take it. The chi ain lo nami avak ribis to rabbanon who chi yeshlo lo gazar. Even if he didn't have it, just called the vak ribis and to be darbanon. Therefore, if he has it, they weren't gozer in such a thing. Ve'ala avit shalanoa wavim. Rashi says that avit shalanofim is a kli gadol. It's a huge kli, huge. It's a vat that they used to shabots and boas ha'navim. They would boats and ha'navim l'fnei dricha. They would go and they'd leave over there before there would be dorich on them. You'd step all over them. V'heim mischamim mizbashlam ha'otzi yedim yafi yafi. And it kind of ripens in and the wine comes out good. V'shoseisim kari ma'aten. So it's either of it or ma'aten. Vela avet shel anavim vela matan shel zeis, in the vat of grapes that he has, his, you know, he's allowed to do that deal for that, you know, for right now, so it's right there for later, or on the matan shel zeisim, and they want to get olive oil, vela beitzim shel yoitzer, or for the, literally, the eggs of the yotzer. The yotzer is the potter. Rashi is supposed to come a yotzer. Ala kaderos be'ezu shar she yirtze. Vafu bishal yotzer shar. Im hichnis ofar v'asu beitzim shkoren meuntash v'osem em kaderos. That is that he has these beitzim, these clay balls that they're going to be able to make into kaderos, into pots. You're allowed to do it. Vala sid, because he has that, that's enough. Vala sid mi sheshiko be'kivshan. And on Sid is limestone that he is put in the kivshan. Rashi's posting him on Mishi Yashkeenu b'kivshan avadim va'etzim lisof. Put the stuff ready to go. Uposik yimol al zevel. He's also doing it on zevel. Zevel. Zevel is dung, manure. It's going to be used in the future. Kol yemos hashana, all the days of the year. It's considered yeshlo, even if ain't lo, it's yeshlo, it's right there, it's all over, it can be gotten easily. Rabbi Yossi Omer, ain't poskin ala zevel, you can't do it with zevel, you're not allowed to do that. Rashi says, im yivchos hashar, mimashu achshav, titen li kishar zol, shar hagavoh, hainu bezol, shosa peres harmi bedam muatim. Back in the thing, ain't poskin ala zevel, ela im kain isol zevel b'ashpa, unless he has zevel right now, that's in the Ashba, that's ready to go. You can't say, I'm going to get it later, right? The action be, you actually have the goods right now, right? You can't say that, oh, I'll be able to get it, because, you know, it's not necessarily that this is something which you're going to be able to get. V'chachamim atirim, the chachamim argue and they matter. They say, no, you don't have to have it right now. You can actually get it. We're going to get into this Gemara later on. About what's what this means. Uposikimo b'shar gavoah. It could set up with him at the shar gavoah. Okay, I'm in the middle of a sentence. V'chachamim matirim uposikimo b'shar gavoah. And if this is what the Rashi I read before is going on. That is that. Let's say the buyer wants to. He doesn't want to get messed over because he's going to be posting whatever he wants. On the earlier things we said also, in the cases where he's allowed to do it, but you're allowed to make whatever shah you want. If he doesn't want to lose out because let's say the price is going to drop, then he could sell. He could say to the seller, you know, for no, whatever the best price is going to be. Rashi says, "Im yivchos hashar, im mashu achshav." If it's going to drop, what is now? Then titan li kishar zol, want it by the lower price. Shar gavoh hainu bezol. What does it mean? Shar gavoh means bezol. Shenos in peres harbe. I want to get a lot from it, but damim matam with a little bit of money. So it says, "Posukim of shar gavoh." It means I'm going to get a lot, but for the lower price. So it's a little interesting lush, and it's like a flip. Rabbi Huda Omer Afal. Even though he doesn't do that, he doesn't post that with him. Yachalomer, he could say tainli kaze o tainli es maosai. No, I want you to give me the price of what it is right now today, or I want you to give me back my money. Rashi explains why do you have the upper hand to do that? Kaveh because sharei second line sharei lo mashach second wide line lo mashach v'yachalachsavo. He didn't do mishicha. He could back out. V'afil mishapara like it's not even to be shapara. Hov lo nasan mosav. He didn't give the money. I'm anasla kabalachsav to get it now. Elachar zman after a time. V'toch kach ishtan hashar. In the meantime, the shar changed. Stam daite dinish at asra zola pasuk. He wants it for the lower amount he has to pay. Tzav said Gemara. Amar Rav Asim Rav Yochanan. Ain poskim al shar shabashuk. You're not allowed to be posek on the shar that is in the shuk. In other words, if the price is going to go up and going to go down, right, then we don't say that whatever it is right now in the shuk, that that's what it's going to be. Now, what does that mean? Amar Rav Zera Ravasi. Amar Rav Yochanan afilu kidormu sazer. Are you saying only for like the small markets or the price might be more? Or do you say that afilu kidormu sazer? Darmus says, itlis rav gadol. It's a huge marketplace, and that's therefore the prices are pretty stable. They're a little bit lower, and they're a little stable. They're very stable. So Amalei says to him, "Lo Amar Rabbi Yochanan Ela B'Shuk Shal Ayaros." He's only saying about Yishuk of Ayaros that are out in the towns, and in such a case, that's where the prices are going to be higher, and it's not really steady, and it goes up and it goes down. The Lo Kavia Tarayu, right? It's not set what the price exactly is. But in the main, in the big markets, yeah.
that you're able to do. Uleman de salika daitin meikara. But according to what we thought originally, Damar Biochan and Filka Dormis, even in the Dormis, you're not able to go into set on it. Elamastisa de Katani, but a Mishnah says, Ein poskin alaperos, atzit se shar, yotse shar poskin, hechamashkachuzla. How are you going to find them? Because according to the Hava, the original Hava, Mina, you're not able to set it on anything. What's going on? So how does our Mishnah make sense? Says Gemara, Masnisen bechite de ach kalve de achleve ve'arve de moshuch taritve. Our Mishnah is talking about a case of wheat that is in Rashi says ba'achalte ve'arve is misheyaschilu bale batim ve'otzei peros liftoach otzosim. When they open up their otzos, their storehouses. Usfinos bos benar, you have a boat that comes to the Nar, Mavios Tavua Limkor, they come to sell certain things over there. They have the oats of the storehouses and the boats, the Moshech Tar Tfei, that their thing stays. Rashi says, Lizman Maruba, the price stays for a long time stable. Since this is when everyone's already opening up their stuff for sale, it's late in the season, therefore there's a lot of stuff out there, and therefore the price stays for what it was. So even if you want to say it's going to be usser because of the markets, or even the big markets, in this case, it's for sure going to be okay. Tanu Rabba, Tanu Rabba, what happened? Ain't poskin ala peros, atchetse a shire, yotza a shire poskin. You can't do it until there's a shire, until there's a price. Once, you know, a stable market price, poskin, then you can do it. Alpha pisha ain't lazet, because even though this person doesn't have the stuff, yeshazet, someone else has it, and therefore it's considered there, and you can do the deed. You can do this job, you can do this deal. Hayu chadashos by arba, let's say new stuff for selling, four saw for a seller, v'yashanos mishalosh, and the old stuff is selling three saw per seller, ein poskin, ad sheitzei shar l'chadosh v'lashan. You can't be posek for this stuff until it comes to an equal price. How you look lakutos me'arba, and let's say the stuff, the lakutos. We know that the poor people would go through the fields and they would gather everything that was left over in the fields. So let's say lakutos ba'arba, the lakutos is the stuff that's like all mixed together. It's not the greatest stuff. Right? It's stam tavus lakutos ein yofin. It's not good quality. Shalokte mekamas olodos ma'arvin shibale shifin im shibale chitin. It's all different types of stuff that's all mixed together. It's not good, you know, stable quality. Let's say they're selling four saw per sell. In other words, you pay one sell, you get four. With cholad de mishalosh, everyone gets one sell is going to get you only three. Then ein poskin ach yetsa shar la lokin mocher. You can't do it until those prices are equal. Ach yetsa shar shel dalad the lokin ulamocher. It's going to be at the price drops for the average person and it is equal. Amar of Nachman, poskin lakotos kashar lakotos. You can go into a contract with lakutos at the lakutos price. Their price doesn't change. It's just the other people's price does change when it goes down in value. Amar le Rav of Nachman, maishna lokid. Why is it different that you allowed him to do that? But the iles le yazif from lakotos chavre. Because if he doesn't have the stuff, he can go borrow from his friend. Rashi says tavua meoravis. This makes up stuff. Balabais nami yozim lakutos. Right, but the case of a regular seller, he could also borrow from the lakutos. So why don't you matir doing it to balabais for the price of the lakutos? Amalei balabais zila be milsa lemiza from milakot. By balabais, it's for him to borrow, it's beneath his dignity to go and to borrow from this type of person, right? So he wouldn't do such a thing. Yibayisema, another answer is, that man di yoiv zuse the balabayis, whoever gives money to the balabayis, a peris shapi yoiv, he's giving it knowing he's going to get good stuff. He's not going to get stuff which is going to be the lower level, lower class stuff. Amrav sheses amrav, na ein lovin al shar shabashok. You're not allowed to borrow. You're not allowed to borrow. Instead of me taking money from you, I'm borrowing from you on the shar of certain peros that is currently in the shuk, whatever the value is. Rashi says, "Ain lovin al shar shabashuk." Ani shamati, ain lovin mos b'derech halva.
Almanash she'im lo ashalim lechamos. I can't do a borrow money from you that if I don't pay you money, adds one ploni, I'm going to give you payros kishar shalachtav, like whatever the value of the apples are now. The alpha gav the derech mecha chomem karshari. It's more to do when you're sailing, but derech alva aser, that is going to be aser. Amar le Rav Yosef bar Chamil Rav Sheshes, really Rav Sheshes? For Amar la, some say Rav Yosef bar Abba Rav Sheshes, really Rav Sheshes? Some Yom Rav Huna, Achid Rav Huna really say, because Rav Sheshes said in Rav Huna, ain't loving Al Shire, so Mashok, you can't do it. Vahab bayi minay me Rav Huna, Umiyam Rav Huna, Achid, Vahab bayi minay Rav Huna, Rav Huna, this is once asked Rav Huna, Hani b'nei be Rav, these yeshiva guys, the Yasvi b'tishrei, they borrowed money in Tishrei. As she says, Diasvi b'Tishrei means Mos. Lepari b'Teves, and they paid back in Teves. As she says, Kishar shel Tishrei, with the Shire of Tishrei. And Shari Aser, is that Mutter, is that Aser? Amalui says to them, Hachiti b'Hini, Yiv Hachiti b'Shili. Well, you have wheat that's in Hini, you have wheat that's in Shili. Yibai Yizavni Yiparle. If they want, they can buy it there and pay back to the lender, right? And therefore, it's mutter to do such a thing, which goes against Rav Huna, who says that it's usser to do such a thing. We've mentioned these places before. Hini and Chili were these chashva places, they had markets over there. And he's saying that it's mutter to do this, to borrow 1 month and pay in another, because the lender doesn't gain anything, because if he wouldn't have lent the money, then he could have, he could use it to buy wheat in Tishrei and keep it until Teves, and right, that's the case we brought earlier we brought a tablet ago almost. So Rav Huna is saying that this loan over here, this type of deal, is similar to the regular din of, you know, setting up a piska, and we go by what the price is. So the Gemara says no. Meikara savar Rav Huna ein lovin. Originally, Rav Huna said that you can't borrow. By that, b'kevin d'shama l'ha, d'omer Rav Shmuel Baruchia, Amar Rav Elazar Lovin, the one is allowed to do it. Amar Iu Nami Lovin. He changed his mind. He says you are allowed to go ahead and borrow under this type of circumstance. Yotza Shire works both in cases of I'm buying stuff from you, and also in terms of borrowing something from you. Okay, my friends, we're going to step over here. I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.